I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Lovely listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady. In the studio with me, I have the honor of being joined by Sister Salma Khalfan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. So if you guys have been with us through the few last episodes, we've been talking about, of course, as the name would imply, Muslim women. And today we thought we'd talk about a very interesting subject that a lot of people, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, have for some reason, a great degree of misconception and misunderstanding regarding it. And I guess this is a good opportunity, as short as it may be, to clarify this matter, not once and for all, because it's a really a journey. And you're going to have to stick with us throughout the series to pick up points that would be helpful to you. So today, Sister Salma, I believe that we're going to be talking about freedom of women in Islam.
That's right.
And the freedom of women has been a very controversial, very turbulent topic throughout history of mankind, I think. And different cultures and nations definitely interpret it differently and practice it differently. But it's a God-given right, and I'm so excited to find out what does Islam have to say about it.
Alhamdulillah, Islam is a reality, you know. So what it says is actually it's there.
Absolutely.
There where you can see it and feel it enjoy it, you
Inshallah.
Know. Freedom is one thing that it's a legitimate desire in everyone, be it men or women. And it's something to our natural inclination, mm-hmm. you know, and that's why you see kids want to be free and you let them free for the first 7 years so that they can explore and everything.
Exactly.
Experiment, which is a very good thing.
And it's crucial to their character development, to their sense of self-identity, independence.
Yes. So a woman also likewise needs to feel that feeling,
obviously.
Right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed that and kept that for her.
Mm-hmm.
But only the world sees it in a very different way and a negative way because of some kind of laws that they think are restrictions for women's freedom.
True.
You know, like the laws pertaining to modesty, like the hijab. But we'll talk about the freedom that she has, okay? Of course, these are the confinements. So we don't want to dwell on the confinements. Probably we have talked a lot in our previous series. But these are some things that we need to pinpoint them out and see how much it works like an umbrella for all the kinds of freedoms and all the kinds of happinesses that a woman can really enjoy in this world and expose her potentials due to that. So a woman also needs to feel that feeling of independent as much as a man wants. You know, when a man works outside, how much he feels independent. A woman, when she works in her home, she feels that much independent. And that's why she's the manager of the home. But it doesn't mean she's confined to the home.
Mm-hmm.
She likes it also. It's in her natural disposition to like it and to enjoy it.
Yes.
You know, when we refrain a woman from, you know, being at home and she's a mistaken for her role and she feels that she needs to prove somebody,
prove
you know,
worth,
prove her, probably the people out there, or even sometimes she feels, what did she work so hard for, like her career? She doesn't know that education broadens the mind and brings about the responsibilities in her such that she can enact those responsibilities in the right place, in the right way, at the right time. And that's actually in her family. And when she does that, she's so satisfied and she spreads that satisfaction, you know, in the family.
Beautiful.
But mistaken women sometimes feel when they need to do some jobs outside, especially the hard jobs. I'm not talking about the jobs that are so, you know, in her nature, within her nature, for
having
example.
A nurse, a doctor,
you know,
a
like a teacher.
Teacher.
Yeah, a nurse or something like that. But something like, you know, you can say a truck driver. She can't do those kind of jobs. It just doesn't suit her physical and emotional nature. you know, and it and she would remain that exquisite to the, you know, to the end of her life. Right. Allah wants her to remain delicate like a flower, mm. you know, to, for everyone to make good use of her.
Mm. And her herself emotions. To make good use of her own yes. potentials and abilities.
Exactly. Like her emotions shouldn't get overtired and frustrated, you know, to go to recklessness. Mm. She should be so moderate in using her emotions that it should be used intellectually, which is at home. The best area for her is at home. But of course, that doesn't mean that I'm against this freedom of her working outside. Of course, with mutual consent, with the need arising, mm. and with the right situations and with the right laws mm. followed, why not?
Exactly. Laws that can assure her safety and her protection, her physical and her psychological safety and protection. That's so important. And I don't understand why society is pushing to undermine that so much.
Yeah.
It's just not the same for men and women. We're going to be back after a short break, so stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
One area where a woman feels that freedom is to make decisions. And mm. alhamdulillah, Allah has given her right to make decisions mm. at home. That's a feeling of freedom, right?
And just a quick parenthesis, sisters and moms, so sorry to interrupt you. But even before that, women have absolute independence to make decisions regarding who they want to marry, right?
Yeah.
I just want to clarify course, yeah. that.
We are talking about as far as work is concerned, right. you know, she can make. Mm. Yes, of course, that's there and it's absolutely
it's her God-given right. It's
yeah,
like
it's a God-given it's, right. We'll come to that too.
Inshallah. Yeah.
Although Islam gives this respect, you know, of the right to freedom, but you know, absolute freedom is not given to anyone. If you're going to see,
oh, so right? true, so true.
Because you know, we don't know ourselves that well. The way our Lord, who has created us, knows us. So He has kept some laws to restrict some things. Mm. So even if you go and see, is man given absolute freedom?
Absolutely not.
No, well, you know, like everything around him, glamour, beauty. But sometimes Allah says no. When, you know, this is harmful for you, so lower your gaze. Mm. That's one small example, of course, for the social good, of course.
Exactly, of course.
Now, let's see one of the freedoms that we have, of course, you know, pointed out a little too, mm-hmm. but we'll stress it more. And that's one freedom of working mm. for a woman. You know, Islam regards women as one of the two pillars of the society. Mm-hmm. Like men and women both play a role to make the society move. It has given them various responsibilities for that also. And women must not feel that they are crippled members to just sit at home and do their work and not come out in the society. In fact, it's so much stressed in the Quran and Ahadith that Islam gives so much importance to working and earning halal means of right. livelihood. And sometimes we see a situation arises that women really need to support their families and help the men together. In a very good way, in a very halal way, and in a with mutual consent and with seeking advice, of course, and in a good atmosphere around her, which doesn't hamper her duties at home also. Mm. If she really is a clever person, she'll manage it so well that she'll do everything together in a very, you know, beautiful and intricate manner. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Islam regards work as an obligation also and a superior form of worship. To avoid idleness. If you go and see, in this day and age, a woman can do so much at home, right? She can write articles, she can work over online.
Yeah.
I know of women who are working, you know, like as accountants online.
Yeah, of course.
And they're earning good money also. Mm. So, and they're so happy that they're at home, that they don't have any obstacles, you know. And then they can also look into the matter of, you know, home management. Mm-hmm. Because they get some, you know, in the workplace, if you go and see, there's so many restrictions. You have to sit and wait for the time to come back. You know, you have to just, and then you feel how to compensate for that. So you just start chatting around, merrymaking, happy laughter and as far as teaching is concerned, in the corona days, it was like a teacher could be at home also. But a teacher, a woman, it's necessary for her to go out and also you know, change the society. If she sees that a school needs her abilities, she needs to go out. So it's good in that way. There's some workplaces that have such beautiful atmosphere around them that a woman can do her best, right, even in the society. But sometimes, no, there are some co-workers around her that she has to be so much restricted, you know, and mind her P's and Q's and know what she's saying and probably avoid laughter and joking so that not to attract the opposite sex and things like that. So work is a big ibadat. Earning halal is a big ibadat that Allah also says the women are also allowed, because it would restrict that only men are allowed to work outside and earn halal. But women also, you know, like in Quran it mentions, they have also a share and they also deserve their own property.
Yes. You know?
The Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, has stated, worship has 70 elements, and the most noble of which is endeavoring, that is struggling to gain legitimate income.
Mashallah.
So that is both for men and women. Like, for example, when the Holy Prophet says, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. For both men and women, right? So in this case also, it's for both men and... The seventh Imam in this regard also has said that surely Allah, the honored and the glorified, disfavors. That means he doesn't like, you know, the idle servants.
Right. Those who sit around on their hands, flicking through Instagram all day.
Yeah.
No goal, no objective, no ambition.
Yes. It's said that a woman, when she stays at home, she feels that she doesn't know what to be done at home.
Yeah.
This is why, because, you know, if from a young age she's not brought up in the right manner, a woman's fitrat entails that she loves to do good, you know, a goodness around the home in a confined area with this privacy. She can do better. So like, for example, sometimes, you know, a natural inclination in her is to let out her creative abilities. And that can be done at home. And it's not something that makes you feel that you are a loser or you are, you know, a dumb person. No, she can be a very intelligent house manager.
Exactly.
She can do some very beautiful, awesome things in the house.
Definitely. You know? It's just so sad that radical feminism has pushed this idea through the last few decades that it's a shameful choice if a woman decides to stay at home and support and nurture and protect those whom she loves the most. Instead, she should be out there making money, rubbing shoulders with the men, and running around in high heels. And that has somehow turned into a value. And it's so sad because it's, as we've seen, again, as a result of this wrong agenda, it's hurting so many people. It's hurting the woman, it's hurting the children, it's hurting the men, it's hurting society.
As far as the world is concerned, they are materialists, you know, in the
sense
they're looking at a human in one aspect.
Exactly.
That is the material aspect. They don't know that the material has, the human is meant for another aspect also, and that is the spiritual aspect.
Yep.
So when they look at that, they feel that in this world you have to be successful. And they don't look at the spiritual aspect that you have to develop and raise some, you know, like a society which is through your family, your children, your husband, and give them out a kind of a fruit, you know, the fruits of your own good doing. And that's through her inner abilities, her good manners, her kindness, her ability to give education, her good conduct herself so that she can exemplify all that is there. In the inner aspect. But the outer aspect, they're looking that a woman has to earn a degree,
earn money,
has to give, has to attain power. And look, she's just sitting at home. They don't know those inner qualities are being given to the family to nurture that first unit of the society.
Exactly.
That lags behind. And when you see it does, it has raised such a polluted society.
Exactly.
When the woman works outside, she pollutes the people around her if she's not following the restrictions of Islam.
Mm.
And mostly, if you go and see, women give in very easily.
Yes,
when they go to
agreeable.
A workplace, they feel that, no, it's very unavoidable. I've met so many women like that.
Thank you so very much, Sister Salma. And thank you to our listeners for being with us on this episode of Muslim Lady. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.